I'm Ed Bradley. Kevin Mahogany thinks that jazz vocalists need to stretch beyond the jazz standards and tap into the music they heard growing up.
When you listen to some of the young artists out there now, and they're playing a lot of funk and R&B in their jazz music because that's what they grew up with. And a lot of that is also the same roots that I come from, especially the R&B, because I grew up in that very strong R&B period in the 60s and 70s. It was so many wonderful music things going on, but they were different from jazz. And so now, hopefully, a few of us will start bringing those songs into this jazz genre.
Mahogany has already recorded music by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, Sam Cooke, and Fats Domino. But as much as he brings rhythm and blues hits to jazz, he'd never abandon the jazz songbook. I'm Ed Bradley. Mahogany started out as a saxophonist, but he soon discovered that his sonorous baritone voice, reminiscent of Joe Williams, was ideally suited to the demands of jazz. He also found that his own style could embrace blues and country music, too.
Musically, I'm following the same lines that my predecessors did, which means, you know, singing the same types of tunes and then trying to develop and find your own way, you know, creating and developing new music, whether it's original or finding, pop tunes, R&B tunes, country tunes, just music regardless of genre, and changing it into a jazz style.
But in all that history, says author and critic Will Friedwald, it's rare to find a singer who does as many things and as well as Kevin Mahogany.
Maybe Joe Williams is an exception, but you don't think of any one of those guys as being able to sing a blues really like as powerful as Kevin does, and then be able to do a long scat number, and then, you know, sing very, very tender. And what I think is really remarkable about him is that he does all these kind of things at once.
As Will Friedwald says, Kevin Mahogany may be changing the landscape for jazz vocalists, bringing in R&B, country and western, and of course the blues.
In a way, he's up the ante, because you can't just do one thing anymore. You have to be able to do it all. And I guess Kevin will kind of come to represent that. Maybe it'll be like Benny Carter, you know, who could play like six instruments and arrange. Maybe Kevin is the Benny Carter of singing.